This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The official rulebook for federal employees has more than 60 reasons to miss work and still get paid. But it turns out that tens of thousands of federal workers, some being disciplined, some being caught in bureaucracy, have been on paid administrative leave for more than a month. Some even a year. Those startling numbers were reported by Lisa Rhine at The Washington Post, and she joins me now. Welcome to Marketplace.
Thanks for having me.
Do we even know how many federal workers are on administrative leave right now?
Not really. This is a number that has never really been, no one's really made an attempt to figure this out. But three Republicans in Congress asked the Government Accountability Office to do an audit of this question. And they did come up with some numbers, which said that 57,000 federal workers over a three-year period from fiscal 2011 through fiscal 2013 were on what we'd call extended administrative leave. But the GAO was only able to get data for about three-fifths of the federal workforce. And that's just because many federal agencies just don't keep the data.
In some cases, these are folks who have some sort of disciplinary investigation going on, or we don't know exactly what's going on, and yet they're going home and they're getting paid and they're part of the federal workforce.
Right. And none of the employees that I've ever spoken to who have been in this kind of virtual home detention have ever said that it's fun or ever said that they wanted to be sidelined at home for so long, even though they were, you know, collecting pensions and their salaries and accruing, you know, sick days and vacation days. But what happens in government is that you can't, like you can in a private company, you can't just summarily fire someone who you suspect of doing something. So if they're accused of some sort of wrongdoing and they've broken a rule or they're accused of that, the government basically decides that they need to be sent home because they can't, you know, keep them in the office. But the real tension point here, I think, is that they end up being at home for months and in many cases years while their cases are investigated.
Do we know how much this whole lengthy process is costing taxpayers?
Well, over the three-year period that the Government Accountability Office studied, the entire gamut of administrative leave cost the government $3.1 billion. But the sum the taxpayers paid for these extended periods of leave that basically went from 1 month to 3 years was about a quarter of that. So, you know, $750 million.
That's a fair chunk of change.
Yeah, yeah.
Why does this take so long?
Well, that's the most interesting question. I think it's that federal managers are just risk averse. You know, they always worry that they're going to get in trouble if they do something. So in many ways, putting someone on admin leave is the easy way out. And so this goes to the bottom of the to-do list. And I did speak to many people in the private sector, HR experts, who said, oh boy, you know, at a private company, this would never happen. The cases are dispatched, you know, much more quickly. So an employee is exonerated or they're fired, and that's the end of it.
So you laid all of this out there in your article. Is it going to change?
Well, right now, the change would probably have to be initiated by Congress. There are a couple of members of Congress who are interested in changing the law so that the law for the first time would address the question of administrative leave and how long it could actually last.
Lisa Rhine covers the federal government for The Washington Post. Thank you so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure.